I'm Heidi Henkel. I'm from Broomfield, Colorado. Proposition 112 is a long-awaited movement for us that is a statewide statutory ballot initiative to establish common-sense buffer zones between fracking and occupied buildings like homes and schools and areas of special concern like playgrounds and drinking water sources. We have bipartisan endorsements of the League of Women Voters of Colorado, the Colorado Democratic Party, Republican candidate Eric Rutherford out of HD 33, Representative and House Majority Chair Casey Becker, and also the Sierra Club, which also endorsed Jared Polis and many more. The way that Polis looks at this is this: he just differs on the surface use agreements. He has never come down on like the science, and he's for local control. But this initiative goes way beyond endorsements. It's a grassroots effort. We had teachers, firefighters, nurses, school board members, physicians, people who used to work in oil and gas and still do. They actually signed our ballot initiative, and more who collected signatures. And we collected double the amount necessary. So actually, we collected about 220,000 of those. I think about 172,000 were valid. Currently, there's a 500-foot setback from homes and 1,000-foot setbacks from school. And I just debated Dan Haley of COGA, and, you know, he said those setbacks aren't really based on anything. And that's true. There's just like a political feel at the time. In fact, 4 wells were a big deal back then, but now drilling has quadrupled in recent years, and now we have industrialized. We have a 40-well megapad, just in Erie alone, close to homes and schools. And, you know, despite already having 70,000 wells across the state of Colorado and 54,000 of them are still active, nothing has changed. Despite protests, leukemia, adult onset asthma, and nosebleeds where children where volatile organic compounds can affect their soft tissues first. There are different reasons for the 2,500-foot setbacks. One of the main reasons is that we've had 15 explosions and fires in 1 year, and a typical evacuation radii is 2,500 feet. And just for reference, Extraction Oil and Gas still does not know what happened in their last explosion in December, and so we have parents on nerves because they're now drilling really close to schools. 3 schools are now practicing oil and gas explosion evacuation drills due to fracking near their schools. In fact, there's such an uproar in Greeley, you know, in Weld County, they actually voted on 2,000-foot setbacks from their schools. We have peer-reviewed studies that have repeatedly shown harmful effects within a half mile of fracking operations. And just in general, we have 1,300 studies, and 85% of those studies are showing harm. And in recent studies out of CSU, Dr. Collette showing carcinogenic benzene dispersal patterns, particularly during flowback and low wind, are a major concern within that 2,500-foot range and through all the 4 seasons of the year. We are highly concerned about the trillions of gallons of water we are wasting in the state of Colorado, despite drought conditions, and put back into the ground as wastewater and injection wells, potentially causing earthquakes. And COGCC has a rule where, if they see seismic activity, it's very retroactive. So they wait until there is seismic activity, but it can be prevented if you don't inject it along fault lines. Scott Prestige from COGA says that we're exporting 88% of our gas. If drilling increases, we will start exporting to Japan at an alarming rate at the expense of our air, water, and safety, not to mention hurting our tourism and health care. There's 60% more methane than the EPA standards right now being emitted, so we have what seems like very little control over this industry.
All right, our next presenter is Simon Lomax for Vital Colorado in opposition of Proposition 112.
Proposition 112 imposes a 2,500-foot setback, or half a mile, from new oil and gas development. It imposes the same setback to occupied buildings and a long list of land, water, and geographical features that you find throughout rural and sparsely populated areas, too. Those are the vulnerable areas that you don't hear enough about when it comes to Proposition 112. The definition is very broad. And I have to say, it doesn't have any variances in it. The definition includes perennial and intermittent streams, irrigation ditches, and open space. And as we've heard, it's a very open-ended definition. It can be added to at will, at any time, by any local government, anywhere. And I think there's a misunderstanding that we need to get past on what a setback actually is. You always hear about the setback as if it is 2,500 feet in a single direction. That's not how setbacks work, as you well know. It's 2,500 feet in all directions, which means you end up with a circle a mile across with an area of 450 acres, inside of which there's a drilling ban. For scale, 450 acres is five times the size of Mile High Stadium and its surrounding parking lot. It's also 25 times the current standard. And so when you apply the fine print of this ballot measure around every occupied structure and every vulnerable area, you get millions of overlapping 450-acre circles, 450-acre drilling bans that blanket the state. Now, this sort of process that I just walked you through is a rough approximation of the methodology that was used by the Hickenlooper administration. The maps and the percentages that are being talked about, they come from the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. They come from experts in GIS data and hydrology and state mapping. And they used this process. They calculated the area around all these different points that would trigger the half-mile setback to determine what the real impact of Proposition 112 would be. And that's where the determination that it bans oil and gas development on 85% of state and private land comes from. And here's probably the most important thing. The vast majority of the area that is banned isn't around occupied structures where people live at all. It's around the places where people don't live, the so-called vulnerable areas, the intermittent streams, the ditches, the open space, and so on. That's why in the five counties where most of the state's oil and gas development actually takes place, you end up with a ban number that climbs to 94% of state and private land. And here in Garfield County, it's 99.8%. And it's for this reason that Congressman Polis opposes Proposition 112. And most of the opposition is actually coming from communities that produce oil and gas, that are closer to oil and gas than anybody else, much closer than the people in Boulder County. That's the support base for this measure. It's Boulder County and the Boulder suburbs, together with national anti-oil and gas groups, banned fracking groups like Food and Water Watch and 350.org.